All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The absurdity of Monty Williams' post-game remarks. And then I went down the rabbit hole. So the Pistons got drilled. That's not a story. Dante DiVincenzo, my cousin, had 11 three-pointers last night. Not a story, but it's fun.
Your cousin.
But Monty Williams, oh, he wanted to file a grievance now. Now, mind you, you're coaching a 12-60 basketball team. Here's Monty Williams when asked about it last night. Listen, this is theater of the absurd. Listen to this.
I know it's hard not to bring up the performance that Dante DiVincenzo just had, just when he gets hot.
I don't care about their team at all. I could care less. Those guys, the way they got those threes, I don't want to be a part of that story.
Wah, wah, wah. So here's the absurdity. You are more upset by this than the fact that you've sat here and looked like Peter from Office Space all year, a man who openly does not want to be at work. You have done one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of this league. You were paid $13 million. You couldn't figure out a way to get along with Jaden Ivey or get Cade and Ivey to play together. It has been an absolute disaster. But now you want a peacock on the microphone and talk about how unsavory the Knicks were for running plays for DiVincenzo to get a record? Mm-hmm. Dude, stand down. Now, here's the best part. I got upset by it. And then I go, wow, they're 12 and they are going to be 12-70. And they only won 17 games last year. I go, wait a minute. Less, then 17, and then wait. Didn't they win like 22 to your prior? The Pistons in the last three seasons, if I give them a win in their last 10 games, I'm just giving it to you.
Say Washington.
I'm Oprah. I'm just giving you a win.
You're going to play Washington, they got 14 wins.
You will have 53 wins in three seasons. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Process 76ers, who are by far and away the worst team in the history of this league, forcibly, intentionally, passionately, they wanted to lose. 47. If you think six games in a three-year aggregate is anything, you're insane. You are the Process Sixers. One problem, you're trying. It's year four of a rebuild. The Sixers were so bad, the league stepped in and said, you must stop this. You must. Sam Hinkie must go. That's when they had Brian Colangelo descend down from the clouds. Or Elton Brandt, you must stop.
Mm-hmm.
Rico.
I remember.
They
that.
Are worse than the Process Sixers when you factor in it's year four of Troy Weaver. It is theater of the absurd because here's the other part. Monty Williams should be fired. He's been an abject failure, and I'm with you. Looks like a guy who regrets ever being here. But the idea that Troy Weaver, with that historical context, seemingly is bulletproof and is going to be allowed to run a draft and run an offseason with copious cap space?
I'll simply say this. You gave all those numbers. Mike, tell me how this gets better next year. Who's a guy in the draft?
There isn't one.
That's going to be, you know, the Wembanyama.
Guys, I'm not making fun of this. I'm not being negative for the sake of it. I mean this when
There's
I
no
say
There's no Chet
it.
Holmgren in the draft.
This is a bad draft. This is a really confusing draft. It is heavily dominated by two things you don't really need: point guards and European players. You can't take Sarr, the kid out of France who's 7'2". I can't play him with Durant. You can't take a pure point guard. You have Cade.
You got Ivy, who you don't use.
Ivy's got to get traded, Rico. They can't play together.
You got Sasser now. You know, he could be that next guy for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was me flipping Rico off. Sorry about that, everybody in listener land.
No, I was told he was going to be the guy coming off the bench and he can heat things up.
It's fugazi. It's a weasel. It's a wazzle. It's in the wind.
And that's what I mean. I don't see how this gets better. Each year Troy's been here, they've lost less. They lose more and more games.
They're going to sign Tobias Harris.
Season.
That's how it's going to get better. They're going to sign Tobias Harris. They're going to sign a 32-year-old player who used to be here. And that'll be their answer at the stretch four.
My God, I hope they make it friendly enough that they can trade him at the trade deadline.
If you consider four at 200 friendly.
Now that.
No. Okay, no. Calm down.
That is drunken sailor like.
Okay. Well, buckle up. Let me hand you a bottle. 248-539-9797.
So between him and Monty, what you end up paying for like $2.5 million per
win? I'm making a point to you that this has been one of the most underreported stories in the entire NBA. It is a disgrace that the league has not attempted to back channel and get involved. It is every bit as bad as the process Sixers, if not worse, based on the sheer motivation.
See, I think had they set the record, I think the league would have stepped in. But I think they got off the front page.
Oh, so 12-70, you get a blue ribbon like a...
No, you get forgotten about. When that record was about to go down and they ended up winning the game, I think the same day of the Lions-Cowboys game.
Yeah.
Then it was like, well,
yeah,
okay.
You won the game when Toronto traded their second best player.
Yes. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right, so I just have some ticket text referring to the Pistons here. Unnamed ticket texter says, Monty is 1,000% trying to get fired. He regrets taking this job and is openly showing it. It's horrible, and the Pistons are a crap show.
Okay, well, I have a different word for it, but continue, yes.
Another says, Monty is like that angry coach at the YMCA when you hit a home run and do a backflip.
Right. Like, if you don't want DiVincenzo hitting all these threes, stop him. Mm-hmm. How, like, I would actually understand that if it were someone like Greg Popovich. I've won all these rings. I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm a legend. Maybe.
Show me some respect.
Maybe you're a team, let's say it was Joe Mazzulla, and you got the best team in basketball, and you go, I'm not playing this mess. The reality is no one has a right to it, because if you don't want them dancing in the end zone, stop them.
Fair.
Stop them.
And this is just the last one. Troy Weaver is so clueless, he will probably end up drafting Steven Izzo because he's Tom's kid, SMH. Okay.
That's tremendous. No, I mean it. Guys, I it's why I was so... It was all or nothing with Wembanyama, because there was nothing else that would save this franchise. Nothing.
Because Wembanyama's going to have people who want to play with him.
Now, look at this. Let's say they take Cody Williams out of Colorado. Do you realize Cody Williams' minutes have been declining at Colorado? He's coming off the bench. Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, he's 6'8", 180. You're about 30 pounds short of being able to play in this league at 6'8". Mm-hmm. Who am I taking?
Nobody that's a difference maker. So, yeah, you're going to have to do it in free agency. And I'm sorry, Tobias Harris the second time around ain't him.
So I think I bummed him out. I think I made this man sad.
No, it's when you really look at those numbers and then you ask yourself, how does it get better next year? It doesn't.
I think, okay, and I will say this.
Because you would think even law of averages, Mike, but each year the number keeps going down. Okay.
So what I would say is, this is like if a hitter is in this inexplicable, hitless streak.
Let's call him Javi.
Right. It can't get worse than last year.
Until it does.
It cannot get worse than last year.
Hey, you know what? Sister Jean on line two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.